are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome, everybody. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas, practicing chiropractor in Redding, California. I'm here with holistic health practitioner Josie Salas-Tynan. We are so excited for you to join us today as Twins Talk Health. Right, Jos?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you there?
Out in beautiful San Francisco.
So what's going on in San Francisco as far as weather goes?
It's been amazing all week long. I mean, just not even all week long. It's this whole year.
Yeah, which is totally. So this time of year, because I know San Francisco goes like backwards, right? Is this time of year normally the clear, non-foggy, hot time of the year for you guys?
We're usually in rain and thick fog and it's just usually horrible right now.
Okay. So I know we all feel guilty about saying how much we love it, but it's been nice. So I know that rain's going to be coming next week, or we're, you know, praying for it anyway, because we definitely do need it here in California. And, you know, even though it's just been amazing, it's probably low 40s to mid 40s right now here in Redding. Going to get warm again today. And it was a bit chilly when I first walked out of the house, though, this morning. So that was nice to feel. Hi, Savannah.
Hello.
Savannah needs, I've had like a fizzy stick, and so, you know, an Arbonne fizzy stick with B6, B12, guarana extract, and some green tea. So I'm a little bit, yeah, and Savannah's just like,
I've kind of been sitting for the last 3 hours, so I'm kind of like,
She needs some blood flow.
Yep.
She needs to run down the hall and then run back. So anyway, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Good. Going climbing again today.
Okay, so Savannah is our resident, rock, what do you call it? Rock?
Yeah, rock climber.
Rock climber. She has all the gear. Mm-hmm. She got, I think, some stuff for Christmas. So did you? Something new or something, right? So, where are you going to go?
Probably the same place I usually go, the Shredding up, on the 299. That's like 30 minutes away.
Is it like where people like us that don't rock climb, can we go and watch?
You can definitely go and watch.
Yeah. So, cause a lot of people are probably in the same area, right?
I mean, yeah.
Like you could go on any given weekend and see a few people doing it.
Here's the thing. If someone's gonna come with me, they're probably gonna, I'm gonna make them climb.
Oh, got it. Okay, there you go.
Have, like a shoulder problem, I'm probably gonna get them up there.
Okay, do we wear helmets?
Okay,
can we have helmets?
Sure.
So anyway, we have fun here on the Positively Healthy Show, which is every Saturday. You can hear Josie Salas-Tynan and myself every first and third Saturday of the month as Twins Talk Health. You can always reach us if you have questions at 605-4567. I really invite you to give us a call today and, you know, let us know what you're going through. It's January, what, 25th today or something like that? So, I mean, the first month of this new year is almost, you know, done. And we want to know where you're at with your health and fitness commitments that you've made for yourself and see where you're at. And, hey, if you need a pick-me-up, if you feel like, you know, you don't have that same, you know, excitement that you did on January 1st, call us and tell us what's working for you, what's not working for you. Maybe we can give you a good idea. What do you think, Jos?
Yep, we can sure do that.
Because I think you've had to help people that are like sort of plateauing before and, you know, trying to get another pick-me-up,
change
right?
Change things up a bit, change your workout up a bit, and all of that. Maybe eat different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something that they might be doing is sort of maybe not working for them or their lifestyle, and maybe they just need to sort of tweak it a little bit and switch it around, and that's what we're here for. Give us a call again, 605-4567. That area code is 530, and it's 605-4567. You can also, if you're shy, join us in the chat room, and that's kcnr1460.com. We are streaming right now, so, you know, people are hearing us in San Francisco and Reading, and I think all over the world. What about you, Savannah?
We have we have listeners from all over the world.
Yeah, so, I mean, no joke, man. This is global enterprise here. So anyway, we have to go to our first commercial, and we're excited to get back to the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas and Josie Salestine, and come on back.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Join We the People Radio for 2 hours every Sunday morning here on AM 1460 with Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff. We talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Yep, every Sunday you get to learn the entire issue from the experts in their field, things that the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites.
Join us this weekend, and don't forget, Sovereign Minds with Mark and Linda Kent is moving to Sundays immediately following We the People starting February 2nd. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
Aren't you Don Shulman?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I listen to you all the time. Let me give you a big kiss. Mwah.
Oh, thank you. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 10 to 12. Look at the rewards I get. What's yours? Be sure to tune in. I think you're going to have a lot of fun. We do.
The Don Shulman Show. Call in every Sunday between 10 and noon at 605-4567 and show Don your affection on AM 1460 KCNR.
We're back, and this is the Positively Healthy Show. Thank you, Savannah. That was rocking. So this is Dr. Maria Salas.
I thought we were at the dance studio for a second.
I know. You should have seen me in my chair. I was like, you know, moving. So, and that's what, I think that's probably what Savannah felt like she needed to do too. So she needed some help with some music. Isn't that cool what music can do to you?
Like, amazing.
Yeah, just make you want to move and
Move and work out, or make you want to relax and take it easy.
Exactly. It can do the complete opposite too. You're right. Some people actually need to listen to some music, before bed, like that, you know, the nature sounds, or, sometimes what we do is have Pandora there and just maybe right before sleep, you know, just put in some white music or nature sounds. You can just type that in Pandora and get some. Oh, one of my favorites is the Native American flute music.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, so awesome, especially during a massage.
Oh, that's so nice. Recently, I purchased an Irish love song CD for the cool down at the end of class. Oh, it's so nice.
Okay, yeah. So when I always think of the flutes is when I'm getting a massage from Amber, one of my favorite massage therapists in the world over at Healthwise Chiropractic. You can always call 244-9000. That's 530-244-9000 to make an appointment with Amber and get your full body massage. She's great. She does it all. You have to do is talk to her and ask her what you want. You know, she will, if you're pregnant, she can handle a pregnancy massage. If you need deeper tissue, she can do that. If you are, you know, recovering from a specific sports injury, that's going to always be good for you to work on the soft tissue in the area, and she can do that as well. So anyway, hello, Miss Josie. How are you today?
Doing great. I kicked the guys out, and so it's me, myself, and I all weekend long.
That is awesome when you can do that. So they're going up to the country, up in Guerneville. They're going to go have some fun up in there.
Yep, they're going to have fun up there, and I'm going to kick back down here.
All right, sounds great. So
after my awesome workout that I'm going to have after the show.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. So what's going on this week? How was your week for workouts and such?
Week was great. as far as workouts, I pretty much did something nearly every day except for I took a break on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then, after the show, it's on. It's on.
Okay. So, what are you going to do? Are you going to do, like a WOD like I gave you on Twins Talk Health Facebook page, or are you going to do, what's that new one that you do? The 25-minute one?
Oh, a T25?
Yeah.
I should probably throw in a T25. I think, maybe I'm going to create something for myself.
Okay.
Do some body weighted movement, 30 seconds, hardly any rest in between, probably about four movements.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're seeing in the literature. I mean, listen up, guys. If you do not have time, if that's what you're telling me when you come into my office and you say, gosh, I don't have time, if that's what you're telling your friends or your spouse or whoever in your life, gosh, I don't have time, your workouts can be as little as 4 to 12 minutes. Seriously, 8 to 12 minutes, you know. And what they are short burst activities. They are doing things with your own body weight. If you're not there, call us. We can, or get on Twins Talk Health Facebook page, and we can help you come up with a modification. Right, Joes? I mean, hey, not everyone's ready for a full burpee or a full push-up. So we're going to go ahead and teach you. Also, we're going to start putting videos on there to teach you some modifications to some of those movements for either challenges that we put out or your own workouts that you're coming across the internet with. And some people have apps as well that have workouts on there. So I think that's a good way to go. Didn't you tell me?
As far as nutrition, the liquids went okay. They went pretty good. The eating before 7, I had an issue with 1 or 2 days, but overall it's been going pretty well.
Okay. Didn't you tell me you had a chiropractic appointment, coming up, or was it yesterday?
Yeah, it was yesterday. So that went well. My eustachian tube needed to be cleared. Is that how you say it? It needed to be opened or cleared, with that particular adjustment. And, she said my C2 was out.
Oh, okay. Cool. So you got adjusted. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was also given some oregano oil for inflammation and helping out with a possible ear infection.
Okay. So let's see. So coming up, just to kind of recap, we're actually doing our second part of series today, with what we started last week, which was healthy nutrition and healthy, exercise. And we also were helping out with goal setting and commitment. So, like we said, it's already January 25th. Where are you with your new health and fitness commitment? Give us a call at 605-4567. Again, that's 530-605-4567. And let us know where you're at. What's working for you right now? We want to know, hey, if it's working for you, maybe it could work for, you know, several other people. What's not working for you? Maybe we can help. So we'd love to hear from you. It's really great to hear from listeners, and I know a lot of other people have been getting some awesome calls lately, right, Savannah? So, we all of us hosts like to have that sort of interaction, and we get to know our listeners, and, you know, we can help out where we can. So, don't be shy, you know, you can ask a question of either, one of us. So anyway, let's see, anything else going on this week with you, Joes?
Nope, but I do want to mention I have a free preview class coming up.
Ooh.
For my cardio kickboxing, and I know we'll probably talk about that a little bit later.
Ooh, yeah, let's. Okay, so definitely I want to hear more about that cardio kickboxing class. You know how much both of us love anything martial arts, so definitely we'll talk about that. I know we have to go to commercial here in just a second, so please give us a call. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our Salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our Salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
Two organizations with the same mission, joined as one. A new community strength to help end domestic and sexual abuse. Multiple services, co-located under the same roof. A new hope for men, women, and children looking for a new beginning. Formerly the Shasta Women's Refuge and the Family Justice Center. Now known as One Safe Place.
Find help and hope. Call our 24-hour crisis hotline at 244-0117.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Maria Salas. I am here with Josie Salas-Tynan. Josie Salas-Tynan, that's still funny for me to say. But we are here. This is the Positively Healthy Show every Saturday from 10 to 11. And we are streaming at KCNR1460.com. And today we're talking about, this is actually our second part series for healthy exercise, goal setting and commitments, and healthy nutrition. So, last week we had a lot of great information on the show, wouldn't you say, Jos?
Yeah, we did. One thing, not about last week, but one thing I saw up on Facebook recently was, and you introduced it to me, was that 300 challenge or 300 day challenge?
Oh yeah.
Thing. Well, I noticed that they changed it to 30 day challenge.
Oh, that guy that was doing that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I kind of like that. I feel like 30 days is so much more manageable for kind of dipping your feet into something different and trying to make a go of it.
Well, part of that is how many days does it take to create a habit? Isn't it like...
I think they say 21.
Yeah, something like that. So, hey, throw on a few more days, bam, you're good, right? So I think what we came up with last week, and Josie and I disagree on a lot of things, but we do agree on some things as well. But I think we came up with healthy exercise, overall should be custom and personalized for you. We also believe that it should leave room for several types of modifications if needed. Josie, just step on in if you're disagreeing with something and you want to throw something in or add something. It should have an integrative approach. Okay. Healthy exercise should have benefits that will meet your goals. Okay. Also, since we want to and we have to have it in our lives, we should choose something that we love, like rock climbing.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's so cute. Savannah did actually do some sprints in the hallway over here at the studio.
I just want to know why they call it shredded rock.
Shredded.
The shredding?
Shredding.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of a bad name for it.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to change the name or something. We're going to do something to make it feel better for everybody. Anyway, I think shredding can be a cool word. So yeah, it'll be fine. Everybody, it'll be totally fine. Anyway, so healthy exercise. Oh, and also I was trying to teach Savannah some air squats, Josie.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so we're gonna go ahead and go over that with her later. She's we need to work on her technique a little bit, but, she can do it. And that's something, what's so cool is Savannah, you're teaching everyone. If you have like a desk job, and you're having to sit somewhere for hours at a time, you can get up from the chair and do some air squats or jumping jacks, right, Jos?
You sure can.
Yep. You could get your 4-minute workout done during a commercial, Savannah.
Wow.
Yeah. Exactamundo. Yep. You could totally do it. Okay. So healthy exercise. Watch that dump button, lady. I haven't cussed yet. Healthy exercise should have benefits that will meet your goals. Also, since we need to want to have it, make sure it's something you love. Okay. And so we're talking about overall health, right? It's the details that will be specific to any given person, right? You know, maybe they're going through a challenge or they're post-op or, you know, something where they're injured. So they need to change things up, possibly pregnancy, changing things up a little bit, right? Okay. So what do you listeners think about this? I believe that optimal health and wellness in our lives is ultimately our own responsibility for the most part. What do you think, Jos?
Agreed.
Okay. I wonder what our listeners think. 530-605-4567. Yes, sometimes people are born with certain ailments or, you know, a genetic challenge that require a lot of help from a lot of different people, especially the parents and, you know, health practitioners and things like that. Ugh, I saw the cutest girl. You know, when we write the shows, I do some research and I saw this cute little girl. Her name is, she's a toddler. It says toddler overcomes spine crushing dwarfism to become an internet singing sensation. Aww. Super cute. You've got to look this up. Grace Ann Rogers, 3-year-old blonde with curls. She's, yes, quote, it says she's a pistol. She is a pistol personality. And yes, she does. I watched the video.
Love those personalities.
Okay. Yes, yes. Not only do I love her because she has a challenge and she's so happy and her parents are taking care of her so well, she's singing the Star Spangled Banner in this video. Super cute. You have to look it up later. So, you know, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about little Grace Ann. And, you know, her parents are helping her make her great decisions for her health. So, and that's, you know, 10% of what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the other 90% of optimal health, right? Lifestyle. Wouldn't you say, Josie?
Yeah, we gotta look at everything overall, how we're eating, how we're exercising nearly every day.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, stress management. That's a big, big part.
Totally. Oh my gosh. I have a lot of people come into my office because they have such full lives right now, whether it be political, whether it be working at long, hard hours in front of the computer or labor intensive jobs. You know, just to keep your job right now is so important for everybody to have income coming in that it's so stressful. The whole insurance, all those changes going on right now with people, that is so stressful. And so we know as chiropractors that stress on a body, is like injury, and it can come from, you know, it's actually what the whole subluxation word means. It can come from a chemical stress on the body, an emotional stress on the body, or a physical stress.
And or if you already have something going on, it can make it worse.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So anyway, so getting back to the 90% of optimal health and lifestyle choices. So, like for instance, just because a parent has diabetes type 2 does not mean that the children are destined to get it, right?
Right.
But what happens with autoimmune issues like that is, and you know, we're not talking about type 1 or, and we're just talking about type 2 right now. So it's possible that children might have organ or physiological sensitivities, for sure, you know, or they might have lifestyle habits that can create a type 2 situation. So knowing that as a young adult or someone, maybe your parents had type 2 diabetes, from lifestyle changes, it's possible that children can learn from that. and can account for that and make lifestyle choices for themselves. So, and I think that was your point last week, Josie, when you mentioned that because of familial history, you've
made.
Yeah,
I mean, I really agree with that because, I feel that, like I said last week, we all need to be warriors for our health right now. Especially, you know, as we get into older age. And I just think it's so important to do what we can now because it'll just make things so much easier in the future for us.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so we have to go to commercial. We're going to talk more about healthy exercise, healthy nutrition. I feel like we're getting on some rants and the hour's going by so quick, so we need to kind of get back to point here, Josie. And this is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Please come back.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Join We the People Radio for 2 hours every Sunday morning here on AM 1460 with Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff. We talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Yep. Every Sunday, you get to learn the entire issue from the experts in their field, things that the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites.
Join us this weekend, and don't forget, Sovereign Vines with Mark and Linda Kent is moving to Sundays immediately following We the People starting February 2nd. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas and Josie Salas-Tynan, Twins Talk Health. You can go to our Facebook page and check us out there. It's just type in Twins Talk Health, and we can get to all the things that we didn't talk about, or maybe you couldn't call at the time and ask us a question, but you can there. You can always call 530- right now at 530-605-4567 and get a point across and let us know. So my point earlier is that...
Well, as a chiropractor, you have certain things that you kind of look at.
Well, definitely, but... And I was going to get to that point, but... See, I don't know if type 2 diabetes may or may not be a good example, but I just used it. So, you know, who knows, but because there are so many ways you can get type 2, right? Because damage to the pancreas can happen in car accidents or exposure to chemicals like Agent Orange. But for the most part, the other population that we are seeing with that disease is young children and teenagers. And we're seeing that because of not good nutrition
in their lives.
And no movement. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or not enough movement, right?
Right.
Okay. So my point is, there's no perfect health insurance out there. Your boss is not responsible for your health. The government is not responsible for your good health. And guess what? They don't really, what it's looking like right now is they don't want to be, based on the changes in the mandates with insurance that we're seeing from Obamacare, aka Affordable Care Act. Definitely a spin on terms there.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, don't worry. I'm not getting on my soapbox yet.
Okay.
So, but, you know, oh, okay, here we go. Your parents, at a after a certain age, which now, what is it, like 30 or something? Just joking. Uh-huh. Aren't responsible for your health. I think it's 26 now. I don't know.
Really? I thought
yeah. It was 24. Yeah, they changed it. Mm-hmm. So, but who is the person that's making the ultimate decision to, if we're just talking about lifestyle here, who's the person that's making the ultimate decision to eat certain foods? Right? Or to hang out with negative people? Or to expose yourself to unhealthy chemicals? To engage in dangerous activities? Not talking about rock climbing here. That's fun. Okay, so, and then yes, we do, I believe, I am a firm believer in getting coached and, going to the doctor when we need to, chiropractors, especially, naturopaths and other types of health practitioners to get help. So, but that's all your decision to go ahead and get that help. So, and it's just a matter of what you want in this lifetime, you know? What do you think? Who is ultimately responsible for your health? Joes, what do you think?
Well, like I said previous, I want to be in control. I want to be a warrior for my health. I want to...
You want to fight the good fight, huh, girl?
Yeah, I want to make the decisions for myself and my child.
Mm-hmm.
We won't get into the vaccination issue, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Californians against AB 2109. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Exactly. So there's... I got to step it up here, especially when it comes to my child, and figure things out for his future and getting older and being, I want him to be able to make clear decisions for himself.
Yeah. So, yeah. And for him to be able to think clearly would mean that he is eating good food. He has had enough sleep and all of that. So, it's my passion as a licensed chiropractor to check out your nervous system, find the interferences, remove those interferences so your body can, with amazing vitality, work the way that it was meant to. Guess what, though? There's some homework on your part, huh, Joes?
Yes.
The H word.
And I'm noticing that more and more since I've had my kid.
Yeah, the homework.
I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah, you can't just lag on that anymore. I'm responsible for another human being.
Yeah, ooh, yeah. So, Josie, I got a note from Savannah. There's a surprise caller. I don't know if, you know, I'm excited.
Let's take the call. Hello? This
Hello.
Is Dr. Maria.
This is Dr. Joe Salas, natural medicine.
Dr. Joe Salas. Uh-oh. It was so funny, Dad. Hi, Dad. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dad.
How you doing?
We've got... yeah. I'm doing pretty good. It was so funny. The last show, Ruth, she comes out of just finishing her show. She said, oh, it was your dad that I was listening to. He was so interesting. And I go, well, yeah, my dad's interesting, but he hasn't been on the show yet. I was thinking that in my head. And then you know who she meant?
Who?
Master John Ozuna. She thought that was my dad.
He was on the show too?
No, he was on the show last year sometime. But anyway, what's going on, Dr. Joe Salas?
Well, you know, I just came back from my morning training, and you two are talking about exercise, diet, nutrition, and, of course, that's my field.
I know, and that's one thing that we have to give props out to our dad. He's a BA, right, Joes? He's a total bad...
No. Yeah. Listening.
He's awesome. How many days do you train at the karate studio?
Well, I have a private lesson.
Yeah.
And I have two sessions where I train. One session is 3 hours long, and the other session is 2 hours long. And then I spend time teaching.
Yeah. which teaching is, you know, I mean, you're up, you're out there, you're working with kids and young adults and adults as well, and you're moving with them. So, I mean, that's a lot of time moving. Very important.
Well, it's very exciting to me to see the especially the young kids when they start blooming, blossoming, you know, they start growing. And it's all because of exercise, especially at our school. We make sure we develop the left side and the right side.
Mm-hmm.
So when they first start out, it's kind of like they're a little clumsy. They look like a little deer in the, you know, they're just learning how to walk. But then as they keep training, pretty soon you see the development, and they can move left, and they can move right, they can move forwards and backwards, and then they can do a technique. And it's just really exciting.
It's so cute watching them, too, because they learn how to focus. And they learn so many things. I love karate being a first sport for kids. I really do. I think it works the brain amazing. And then, you know, the other things that I've noticed at your karate studio, Dad, is, or the karate studio that you train at, is the kids that might come in with autism or ADD.
Yeah,
or,
you know what? That's interesting you bring that up because, at our school, we did not know we were specialists in that area. Until a reporter was doing a paper on, I can't remember what the subject was. Could have been autism, could have been ADD, one of those. But the reporter started asking the moms, well, what are you doing for this issue? What are you doing for this issue? And the moms kept saying, well, we take them to that school over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the reporter kept checking and checking. Finally, he ended up at our school. And when he walked in, he said, I understand you guys specialize in this. We didn't know we were.
That's awesome. Well, Dad, are you able to stay on for another segment or two and join us? We have to cut to commercial now. So if you could just hold on the line, we'll keep you going here. Please come on back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State.
If you are running your own business, already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 27th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 1st. While enjoying all the crab you can eat, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, North Valley Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, KIXC-TV, and this radio station. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Head bob, head bob. This is the Positively Healthy Show. We are having fun here. It all of a sudden turned into a family show. And that made it really fun and exciting for me, definitely. How about you, Joes?
Awesome.
How about I was going to say Josie Senior, but that's not.
I'm Joe Jr.
Oh, you're Joe Jr. Oh, that's cute. Yes, you are Joe Jr. Well, we have on the line a surprise caller that called in last segment. Jose Roberto Salas Castillon. Wait, I forgot the doctor in front of your name, Dad.
Yeah,
and all the other degrees that you have behind your name. But it's okay. You're just Dad to us.
I know.
Yeah.
Be careful. Use your words wisely.
Yes, I know. I have to because I think I'm going to be driving down in a few weeks so to San Jose, so I want to make sure I have a bed to sleep in, right?
Right.
So, you know what's funny is I think this show all of a sudden turned into a three-part series, Jess, because we're running out of time here, and I don't think we're going to get to healthy nutrition, which is fine because we're talking about so many other great things right now, but we were finishing up talking, or the last, when we were headed out, we were talking about kids and nutrition, and don't you think that's sort of where it starts? To make sure,
exercise.
Yeah, and exercising, and it's like, so the solution, simple. Sometimes we all make it so hard, and I'm raising my hand, that's including me sometimes, right? Where I believe that as much as you can, educate yourself, like we're doing right now. If health is on a spectrum, make sure that you're making decisions for yourself that make sure that you stay on the optimal health side of the spectrum, right? You know, eating right, making sure you get enough sleep, healthy exercise, healthy nutrition, going to your chiropractor, getting adjusted,
and teaching your children that as Dad has done, with introducing martial arts to us at how old were we? We were 9, I believe. 9 years
yeah.
old when you introduced martial arts to us.
Well,
I know,
you know
I didn't appreciate it as much as I do now, but I just want to say thank you.
Well, let's get back to nutrition. One of the things that I know for sure, and it's so basic that sometimes we don't notice it, and that's sugar. If you just look at the labels of whatever you buy, and if that's sugar on it, start looking at something else. Get rid of the sugar in your life.
You're right.
And, you know, everything has sugar in it. And so start looking at the labels. Get rid of that sugar in there. And,
or get something that doesn't even have a label on it, and it's green, and doesn't say sugar on it at all. It's like celery or broccoli or something.
Yeah, you know, I think Josie and I were sharing this the other day, or maybe even Maria and I. For example, people go to the Jamba Juice, I shouldn't say that, the people that make the juices for you, and guess what? They're nothing but sugar. Nothing but sugar.
Well, and definitely, even if it's bananas and a ton of other, like mango and tropical fruits, we do need to be careful for that amount of sugar as well.
Well, if you exercise a lot.
Yeah, you're going to use it, for sure.
Yeah, banana is not that bad because it has some nutrients that are good for you if you exercise a lot. But if you're just a normal person out there, you know, walking and things like that, a banana is probably too much for you. But if you're running and exercising and lifting weights and just, you know, like some of you do over there.
CrossFit.
CrossFit. But
we'll get you in there one of these days, Dad.
Okay.
Well,
a banana's not bad for you.
Well, yeah, you got to earn it, no matter what
sure,
it is.
Sure.
So,
talk more nutrition. Talk more nutrition.
Well, we were going to get to that. Let's see. I had a rant that I had to get on. It was bothering me, Dad. I have to talk about it.
It's actually a good time for that, Rhea, because we were talking self-defense and martial arts.
Okay. Sorry, Dad. Yes, we will talk about nutrition, and you can surprise call us next week, too, if you want. But I had to talk about the knockout game. It's really bothering me, and I just wanted to get it out there.
Okay. If you want me to make some comments about that, one simple comment about the knockout game. People get surprised with somebody because they're not aware.
Exactly.
They lose the awareness of where they are, and they're just walking with the head down and just, you know.
On their cell phone.
Yeah, on the cell phone, or just, you know, not paying attention. Well, that's when you get hit with somebody from behind because they see that you're not aware of what's going on.
Definitely, as a daughter of a Marine, Josie, wouldn't you say that that's one of the things that I'm most grateful for is that I think Mom and Dad did teach us, like, awareness like you wouldn't believe, almost almost too much.
Sometimes I feel like I'm overly, people have pointed out to me, I'm overly aware and conscious of things.
Yeah, but not that that's bad or anything. Anyway, the latest little, we have a minute to go, but I wanted to get started on this. The latest little-minded, cowardly, no-brain, small reproductive parts game really makes me so mad. I had to talk about it right now. And one of the latest that I've seen come up in Google was in Los Gatos, which, you know, that was real close to home for me since my parents just lived down the street from where it happened. It was like on Bascom or something. So these idiots are not even just using their fists anymore. They're clocking people with objects or using tasers. Some of the very sad instances that I've read about and heard are when these idiots have clocked older people, women, and they actually get knocked out, or which is what the game is called, and some of them have died, or at least one or two. Yes, people have died from these games. We do have to cut to commercial. We're going to come on back. I want to finish this so people can be aware of it. This is KCNR 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State. This is the Positively Healthy Show. Come on back.
Realize that this is the greatest country in the history of the planet, and we've overcome many obstacles. We've gone through a civil war, and we healed as a nation. That's a pretty big deal. We saved the world in World War I. Oh, and by the way, we did it again with World War II. Oh, yeah, we did it another time with the Cold War. We got a pretty good track record here in the United States. We're an amazing country.
The Dan Fagan Show, weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 on KCNR.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hey, baby, won't you look my way? Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and it turned into a family show. Josie Salastainen is part of the show permanently, but Joe Salas called in, and so we have our dad on the line today who has a lot to say. We were finishing up with the knockout game, but before we finish with that, I want to just get out a shout out that you have, or we were mentioning that you've got a preview class coming up, and I want to get to that because we've only got a few more minutes.
So yes, I have a cardio kickboxing free preview class this coming Thursday evening on January 30th at 5:30 p.m. And it's at the Sunset Movements Art location, 1647 Terrible Street, Cross Street, 27th Avenue in San Francisco, California. The Muni stops right out front, so, you know, easy access to getting there, and there's plenty of room, parking. Also, at that location, we have a waiting area for your family. There's kids' tables, there's books, there's also that DVD and TV if you need that, couches and restrooms. So it's pretty comfy. Please check out www.keepmovingwithjosie.com for updates to class schedule and other services.
Yeah, we'll also put it on Twinstock Health. But yeah, definitely go to keepmovingwithjosie.com. You'll get the information about her preview for her cardio kickboxing class. Always a great thing to, you know, to do. If you love cardio kickboxing, do it. It's fun. We love it. We've been doing it for years. The other thing we wanted to mention out there is we are going to be starting a foam rolling class. You'll be getting the information soon about what that is. If you're interested, it is about working, your muscles and working on trigger points and tight musculature in the back and your extremities, lower extremities and upper body as well. And we're going to put a full class together for you. So we're going to talk about that coming up. So with the knockout game, the one thing that made me just slightly feel better about any of this was when I started reading and seeing people fighting back. that made me happy. Yeah.
Maybe what we can do, Josie, you, and I, we can probably plan a women's self-defense class.
Definitely. Yep, we are going to do that. And, I know all three of us have talked about that before. That is in the works right now. And so we're going to get that going. But so anyway, that's exactly what happened there. And then one time this guy fought back and he actually was picking up his kid at the bus stop and he got clocked, but he had his, illegal concealed weapon with him and, was able to shoot the guy. The guy's in prison now for a year, has two bullet holes in him. But hey, that's what happens when you mess around with the wrong people.
Yeah.
You, mess around with people that are ready and aware. Okay.
Cause that's really the key and that's what that point was.
Yeah. So we can't really ask a lot of questions, but hey, Joes, a lot of people are saying what we're hearing is that these kids, why they're doing it is because they were bored. I mean, these are young kids, 16, 17, maybe even younger, 18, 15. Joes, what were we doing at those ages?
Okay, Dad told us, if you're not in sports, you've got to get a job.
I mean, Dad's laughing right now, but he knows because our lives were so full. We were working. We were in sports.
Completely busy.
We were cleaning the house. We were working outside of the house. I've got a list here, guys. It's bulleted. We were doing schoolwork, right? And, you know, we weren't just visiting with any and all people. We were visiting with our family and what I like to call authorized friends or, you know, sanctioned by Joe and Corey Salas friends. And that was it. We weren't bored. I don't even know if that word existed, but...
We started you off with T-ball.
Yes, I remember T-ball and soccer at 6 years old. That was
indoor
awesome.
Indoor soccer, outdoor soccer.
Yes.
Martial arts. And your mom and I said, we got to keep these kids busy, and they're not going to know the difference.
Yep.
And that was it. Keep them busy.
I like it. Keep moving with Josie, just like Josie's class. So we gotta go, well, we've got two more minutes left, so if there are any events coming up, Joes, if you wanna go ahead and tell us again, that's Thursday, January 30th is your preview for your kickboxing class. What time does it start again?
It starts at 5:30 and it goes till 6:10, so it's only 40 minutes,
mm-hmm.
but you get a really good workout, and I'm gonna be throwing in cardio kickboxing move plus. There's going to be body weighted movement
mm-hmm.
thrown in there.
Awesome.
Which is kind of the in thing going on right now. And people want to know about those movements and how to modify. So again, that's at 1647 Terrible Street, Cross Street, 27th Ave in San Francisco.
California. Okay. Awesome. And, at Healthwise Chiropractic, always accepting new patients. And we're so excited to meet you and even just chat if you have questions about seeing a chiropractor, if you never have before. You know, it's really great to get those new people in, especially if they have a ton of questions, because we can really see them grow and change, you know, after the first visit, even just with knowledge. So, we are going to be coming up with our monthly, workshops at Healthwise Chiropractic. So stay tuned. tuned for listening to the topics on those as well as the location. But foam rolling's coming up, the HealthWise Chiropractic monthly workshops, as well as anything going on with Keep Moving with Josie. So every Saturday, stay tuned. Next weekend, we have a full show again with the Positively Healthy Show. Dr. Marie Salas, Josie Salas-Tynan, come on back.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 in Shasta Redding, the community radio for the North State. Go to KCNR1460.com and chat with us.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Police in Maryland say three people died today in a shooting at a mall in suburban Baltimore, including the presumed gunman. This woman is at work at the mall and says she hid in the back of her store.
There's a woman that came down the mall and said, go in your store, lock the door, get out, because there's someone in the mall with a rifle shooting people.
And police believe that one of the people found dead was the shooter. Also at SRNews.com. This week's radio address, President Obama said it's up to everybody to teach young people to help put an end to sexual assaults.
We've especially got to teach young men to show women the respect they deserve. I want every young man in America to know that real men do not hurt women.
This week's Republican address, Missouri Senator Roy Blunt said that President Obama's policies create class warfare.
If all he has to offer is more of the same, or if he refuses to acknowledge that his own policies have failed to work, the president's simply doing